Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Eagles 360. We're holding things down here in Philadelphia as the team is in Los Angeles training for this Sunday's showdown with the 9-3 NFC West leading Los Angeles Rams. On today's show, we have a great one for you as Eagles insider Dave Spadaro and Hall of Fame wide receiver Mike Quick will preview the matchup with Los Angeles as the Eagles need to get back in the win column. But first, we're going to check in with defensive end Brandon Graham, who had 1.5 sacks in Sunday's game against Seattle. How is he faring, and how will the team bounce back? It's our 101 presented by Bob's Discount Furniture, the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.
In California with Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, our weekly one-on-one. From the locker room, if you will, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Brandon, California, a different way of approaching a football game. What are the things that you need to do to really focus in and get ready for this game on Sunday?
Just stay on my regimen. Make sure that I don't get off what I do in a week because of the location. I think that's something that we've been talking about as a team, making sure that we stay committed to what we've been doing. And, you know, I think we should be fine.
Sunday night in Seattle, if you had to count up all the sacks you would have had as a team against a quarterback who was less mobile than Russell Wilson, what number do you think you would have come up with?
It would have been a lot. I can say that. I'm going to say about seven,
yeah.
7 to 8.
Remarkable player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Drives you nuts, doesn't he?
He is. You know, and I mean, for us, we always want to come out with a win, but, you know, I think we know what we did wrong that game, and we got to make sure that we, play. Just continue to keep playing together.
I mean, a year ago, if you had said the L.A. Rams would lead the NFL in scoring, everybody would look at you like you were crazy. They run the football really well with Gurley. Yeah. Jared Goff plays a controlled, smart game. How much respect do you have for that offense?
I respect him a whole lot because it's hard to be number one in this league and score points. And those guys are doing it. And we got our hands full because Jared Goff is playing lights out right now. I mean, even Gurley is, they big feature back. We got to make sure we stop him. And we just got to make sure that we have them match our intensity out there. And we got to dictate what goes on. And it starts with us playing together and playing fast.
It never is going to last forever, but 9 straight wins was a nice run. Mm-hmm. The loss, is the taste still in your mouth? What's it taste like?
I'm moved on now. Like yesterday, it tasted, you know, what it was. We know we let one slip. You know, we didn't have the best day by far by any of us. And it's all about just going out there and how we can rebound. I think a lot of guys today showed me that they focused on the Rams.
I believe that. I believe that if you have adversity, you find out who your leaders are.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
You do.
That's when you really find out what kind of team you have. You are in playoff atmosphere football. Is it a different tempo than a game in October?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, everybody's it's all or nothing right now for people because that's when people start getting hot. That's when people start falling off. And we don't want to be those guys that start falling off and everybody's trying to pay attention to the little small things and make sure that they don't creep up on you in the game.
Brandon, it's going to be maybe 81, 82 degrees on Sunday. Has hydration been a point of emphasis this week?
Oh, yeah. You got to because of the long plane ride that we had coming out here and then we had a 2.5-hour. I didn't know it was that far from when we came from Seattle. So we want to make sure that we stay hydrated because you want to make sure that you don't have any tears or anything to make sure that your body is, you know, ready for this game.
How hungry is this defense to get back into the win column?
We hungry. Wish the game was tomorrow. But, you know, we know we're going to put a good week of preparation up and make sure that we do our thing this weekend.
Brandon Graham in California, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks, Dave and BG. The goal for the Eagles defense this week is to slow down the highest scoring offensive attack in the entire NFL in the Los Angeles Rams. How will they go about accomplishing that? After this break, it's our first look, presented by Whipfly, at one of the surprise teams of the 2017 season. McDonald's introduces the new Buffalo Bacon Signature Crafted Recipe. Enjoy this sandwich on your choice of buttermilk crispy chicken, grilled artisan chicken, or quarter pound beef patty. I'm loving it.
At some houses, weekends are all about peaceful relaxation. At the Carter House, the Dream Whistlers are still trying to find their sound. And by choosing the NRG Free Weekends plan, the electricity supply for all that beautiful noise is free. all weekend long. Lucky them. NRG. Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Again, the Eagles are in Los Angeles all week long preparing for the Rams. But right now, we're going to take a quick look at the upcoming schedule for the Eagles presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. So following this Sunday's game, the team will return to Philadelphia, but they have one more game on the road against the New York Giants, who dismissed both GM Jerry Reese and head coach Ben McAdoo earlier this week. Then the Eagles come home for back-to-back games to round out the regular season. First, a Monday night Christmas affair with the Oakland Raiders, who are in the playoff mix. Then the Dallas Cowboys to close out the regular season on New Year's Eve. But first things first, the Eagles need to get back in the win column in a big way this Sunday against the Rams. It's time for our Whipley first look. We're going to send it back to Costa Mesa, California, where Eagles insider Dave Spadaro and Hall of Fame wide receiver Mike Quick are standing by.
Thank you very much, Chris. We take our first look at the Los Angeles Rams presented by Whipley. I'm here with Mike Quick, of course. And Mike, I guess the first question is, are the Rams for real, or have they just kind of been under the radar sneaking up on teams?
I think they're for real because they can play defense, for one. You know, they've got one of the best defensive minds in football coordinating that defense. And Wade Phillips, been around a long time. He's got some talent to work with. And when you can play defense, and they've shown that they can score points. When you can play defense, you can score points. You got to be considered as a real contender.
What are some of the characteristics of that Wade Phillips defense?
They love to attack. That's the one. As long as he's got guys that are going to attack, Wade is going to attack. They've got some decent cover guys that can play man coverage, and that's all he needs. So Wade was around during that whole Buddy Ryan era where all the emphasis was on getting to the quarterback. If they've got two decent corners that can hold up in coverage for 3 seconds on the outside, they're going to blitz people. They're going to zone blitz you. They're going to make sure that they send you some things that you've never seen before, and that will be their formula to try and get at Carson and disrupt this offense.
Mike, we all think that Fletcher Cox is one of the very special defensive tackles in this league. The Rams believe the same with Aaron Donald, a different kind of defensive tackle. That will be a big challenge for the offensive line.
It always is, and protecting Carson Wentz is going to be the key. You saw in the Seattle game, he was hit too many times. He was harassed too many times. I don't think he ever really got real comfortable in setting his feet, throwing the football, and you saw a lot of missed throws. So that's going to be a big key on Sunday, making sure that Carson is comfortable and clean in the pocket.
For the Eagles' defense, they're going against Jared Goff, who a year ago you would have said, this is going to be an easy one. Now he's been one of the most productive quarterbacks in the league. Why the big jump?
I think it's a couple of things. Having 1 year under in that system under his belt, having Gurley running the football. So he's got a good run game. He's got some talented guys on the outside. Tavon Austin, they use him in a lot of ways, try and get him out in space and get him the football. Sammy Watkins is starting to be a producer on the outside. So they've got a run game. They've got a talented passing game. So when you have that and you can protect him a little bit, he's getting really comfortable and really comfortable in his skin as an NFL quarterback, and it's working for them.
Mike, what do you think, as you've seen the Eagles here in Southern California the last couple of days, how they've responded after the loss in Seattle? You know, things were going along so smoothly for 9 straight games. It's not the same way this week. The atmosphere might be a little different.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's like when the market goes crazy and everybody's buying, but then there's a correction in the market. That's kind of what it is. You know, you get a big loss like that, and then there's a correction. And it gives coaches an opportunity to start coaching these guys up. Too many people around the country patting this team on the back already, talking about this team going to the Super Bowl already. And, you know, Doug Peterson talked about the week of practice last week, which wasn't a good week. The focus wasn't there. Well, hopefully the silver lining is that they'll start to focus a little bit better and they'll get back to playing the style of football. I think you mentioned it earlier. It's been a couple of weeks now that they haven't played their best football. They need to get back to playing their best football.
Mike Quick, Dave Spadaro, that's our first look at the Los Angeles Rams, presented by Whipley.
Thanks, Dave and Mike. Now, the term laying the lumber is commonly used in football, and the Eagles did just that in the community this week. Find out more after this break on Eagles 360. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this season's Coach of the Year.
No matter how you holiday, where you holiday, or who you holiday with, stay bright with Dunkin's holiday coffee flavors like brown sugar cinnamon and peppermint mocha. Grab your favorite and make your holidays happen. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This isn't a city that waits for good things to happen. We make them happen. We're doing it right now. You can feel the renewed energy in Philadelphia. Energy that's strong, resilient. And every day, the men and women of PGW are out there, making it better. Building the future is hard work, but we're up to the task. We work for Philadelphia. Visit pgworks.com.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
A hero to me is somebody that acts without hesitation.
Helps someone in need, helps a community in need.
Do what is right, whether somebody's watching or not.
Somebody selflessly doing something for others.
That's what a real life hero is.
Somebody that lives their life
trying to help somebody.
Ordinary people.
Willing to answer the cry.
Anybody who can show signs of courage. Really anybody.
There are bumps along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
It's just three kids, right?
Welcome back once again to Eagles 360. Now, the team is trying to keep things as normal as it can, despite being 3,000 miles away from home. One of the favorite events for the players during the course of the week is Community Monday, where the players get to go out in the local area and truly make a difference. The players went out to Santa Ana, California to team up with Habitat for Humanity to provide some home field advantage for families in need.
We're in LA, headed to go do something with the Habitat for Humanity. I'm going to go help build a house and do a couple other projects that they need help with.
It's the first time we've had an NFL team out on one of our sites. I love the fact that the Eagles are involved back home and decided to bring that charity with them when they came out. Our houses need help, and it's just great to have the players out here today. These homes will be sold to qualified Habitat families. Those are families that demonstrate a need for affordable housing, an ability to pay, and a willingness to work with us. We work really hard to select families, and not only do they pay for the houses, but most days of the week, they're out here building the houses as well.
Out in the community, man, just being, you know, as helpful as possible. You know, Philadelphia Eagles, you know, great organization, not only on the field, but off the field as well. And, I mean, just showing it here today by, like I said, helping these families and helping them build houses.
They jump right in. They're working hard. They're having some pretty spirited discussions about measurements, which tells me they're taking the work seriously. And I think they're doing a great job today.
Finding time is really, really big, you know, as far as what we do on the field, because you can't just be a football team. You have to be a brotherhood, and it starts off the field by doing things like this.
Great work as always. Eagles 360 is almost done for the week, but we have so much coming up for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our social media channels that we want to give it all to you in our Amorosos on the menu. On Thursday, the Eagles Live podcast featuring Eagles insider Dave Spadaro will be available for download, featuring interviews and access from Los Angeles. Also, the best X's and O's show in all football, Eagles Game Plan, will be available Thursday as wide receivers coach Mike Rowe breaks down each of the players in his position group, and we'll also find out why quarterback Jared Goff has been so good for the Rams in his second season. On Sunday now, join myself and Fran Duffy for the kickoff show presented by Exalta at 4 p.m. with live video from the Coliseum in Los Angeles. After the game, former Eagles linebacker Ike Reese and I will analyze the action on the postgame show presented by Rico. Again, Eagles 360 is done for the week, but the Eagles update presented by Ticketmaster will come your way first thing on Thursday morning. For all of us here at the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great Eagles Day.